Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Exciting.
Yes, Christmas is upon us and we're looking for presents. Well, we're about to introduce a present to everyone in Melbourne because this man...
Unwrap it, Boxy.
But also, he's got a line of fragrances for men and women available at Chemist Warehouse. Our good friends at Chemist Warehouse, in-store and online, Michael Bublé, all the way from New York. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Are you just like me that you think, why are we just buying more stuff from the Bublé guy again?
Yep, that's what we're saying.
We love the Bublé guy. We love
him. Yeah, I know that's what you're saying.
But I
want you to know, you guys, though, I'm not coming to sell my wares to you. I'm not even going to talk. We're not even going to talk about the incredible fragrance line that is so good and such a low cost. And I'm not even going to talk about the 10th anniversary of the greatest Christmas album ever made or even my new music that's coming out this year. Because what I really want to talk about is the theme song that I'm writing for you guys in your show. Oh. That's what's more exciting to me.
Pardon?
I think I've included your names, and it's based on a song we all know, but I think this should be the opening. It should be... Anybody?
Yes.
Oh, my.
What is that song? That's a song.
Yeah,
what is it? Oh, my God.
It's
I can't think.
No. Now it's your song. I think we get copyright.
Is it the Bucketheads?
I want to thank you guys for that.
Oh, Mike, what a treat. We didn't expect you to write our new theme song, which you know we will flog and play constantly on the radio station now.
It's the bomb.
Can we add some, like, group of...
Yes! There we go.
Yeah. Hey, mate, I do want to ask you about your fragrances, because I'm a fragrance man. I like to smell good. Someone always told me, it doesn't matter who you meet, if you smell good, they'll always remember you. And I don't wear male aftershave. I wear female perfume because it smells better. Which is your best perfume for female? Because I'm a female wearer of perfume.
What is the best perfume for females, did you say?
Yes.
My favorite, you mean the one that I'm selling?
Well, you've got a few.
Yeah, you can.
Because there's a lot of other ones that are way better.
Yeah, no. I'll just want yours.
No, I'm kidding. No, you know what? I like the original By Invitation. I mean, I literally was in a, with perfumers in a white lab coat creating that because I wanted it to smell the way I wanted it to smell, and I drove them all crazy.
That was your first one.
I think it's really beautiful. Yeah, my first one. It's my favorite one, and I like when my wife wears it because it's extra sexy for me to know that I'm on her and around her.
I might have to wear that when you come into town.
All over you, man.
Not only have we got your five fragrances to choose from at Chemist Warehouse, but you are synonymous with Christmas. And yes. We love all your Christmas albums. We love anything you sing. And we've got amongst our team at the moment. We're a team here on the radio show, and we're doing a Kris Kringle this year. But most of the team want to do a thing called Bad Santa. Are you familiar with that?
No. What is that? What is that?
White elephant, Yankee swap, you know, terrible gifts. You all buy terrible gifts and then you sort of roll dice, trade them out.
No.
No.
It's not Christmas.
I'm not a big Christmas fan, but I want to know more about it.
Okay. So, you know, do you have Kris Kringle? Do you know Kris Kringle?
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Okay. So then what you do is in a group, you all buy a present for somebody, but they don't know who you've bought it for. So you basically pull a name out of the hat. So I might get Michael Bublé. So I go and buy you a gift, but you don't know that I bought it for you. So it's like a little surprise.
Oh, you mean like Secret Santa?
Secret Santa. Yeah. That's what you call it. Secret Santa.
Yeah.
But this is a version.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, this version is called like Bad Santa, where, Nick, explain this to Michael.
You do the same thing, but you buy terrible gifts.
And then you swap them.
I like it.
And you get to steal them off people. Is that right?
Yeah.
I know that game. Yes, I love that.
Oh, okay. Because
and what I find amazing is I've played it before, and it gets really, really competitive.
It's not Christmas, though.
It is. He's Mr. Christmas.
He just doesn't like Christmas.
If you...
Not a big fan.
play Family Feud.
Nah.
Say Chris Michael Kringle. Bublé. That'll be above Santa. Survey says.
So Michael Bublé, I just want to get this on record because you're the one who's going to decide this for us. We are putting all our trust in you, despite the fact that you're not a fan of Christmas. So do we either play the straight Secret Santa,
which is traditionally Christmas,
or do we do the bad Santa version where you swap and you get annoyed with people and you try to steal their gifts?
I like the bad Santa version.
Yes!
I think that's.
Michael.
Yeah, I think so too.
There we go.
I think so too.
That was the majority.
And you guys know it's not that I don't like Christmas, okay? It's just that
I was liking
Easter
this interview until you just said that.
We really need to make more out of Easter.
Yeah, Easter. Are you
actually, I said before I love Easter.
Do you have an Easter album, Michael?
It's coming.
Yeah,
coming this. There's only one song right now because I'm having a hard time finding others. But Peter Cottontail will be out in stores come March.
Just swap Christmas.
It's really quite a dandy.
Just it's beginning to look a lot like Easter.
Here comes Peter Cottontail going down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way. It's going to be huge, you guys. You wait, I'm going to take over all the seasons.
Now, Michael, we know, obviously, you're making fragrances and we'll all get around them for this Christmas and we've still got all your Christmas albums we love. Well, are you touring? Like, what's life look like for you coming as a performer?
Honestly,
are you coming back?
I just feel like it's just a cash grab, you know? I'm just doing whatever it takes to make more money and to build an empire.
Mate,
because I think like everyone's dream, I just want to be, you know, like, you know, the richest singer in the world.
Yes. And,
you know what I'm saying? I'm from a country where we have Drake and Celine, and we have Justin Bieber, and we got Shawn Mendes. And I think like any of you would be, until I have more money than they do, I won't be happy.
Who are you chasing in that, Michael?
Yeah,
who's at the top of that pinnacle?
Surely Bieber.
I think the big dog is probably I gotta guess Drake.
Really?
Right now.
Bigger than Bieber.
And then Bieber. And then there's probably Celine. And then Alanis. And then Ryan Reynolds, even though he's not a singer, he's gotta be way up there. And then Joni Mitchell. And then there's Neil Young. Right now, I come somewhere after Bruno Gerussi. Or the guy that is in the Canadian Tire commercial.
Adam Sandler's got a few good hits on The Wedding Singer.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's not Canadian, though.
He's not Canadian. Thanks a lot for recognizing
me. I don't know who's Canadian, who's American. I don't know who's from New Zealand,
who's
Australian.
Don't worry. It's no problem, my New Zealand friends.
I just said that, guy.
Now, Michael, if it means anything, you are our favorite Canadian, and we love having you on
the
show.
I don't even know.
We love you so much. And
I love you guys so much.
I mean, Justin Bieber is coming here next year. We will speak to him. We won't say the same thing to him, I guarantee you.
He's a great one. He's really. You know what's weird is being from our little country. Like, you guys have the same kind of thing. We're little countries we come from, but we dominate the world in so many ways. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. And I like how proud we are, yet we are so humble because we know we're better than other people, but we just don't want to say it.
Well, we'll say it for you, Michael Bublé. We're going to help
you. What a legend.
Your push to become the richest Canadian in the world of entertainment. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget, Michael Bublé's line of fragrances for men and women available at Chemist Warehouse, in-store and online. Michael, you have a great Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. Happy Christmas. And, you know, all jokes aside, I love you guys so much, and I love all those people listening, and they've made my life so good, and I can't wait to get back there.
Oh, thanks, Michael. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
101.9 The Fox.
Singer Doja Cat, she's made a revelation in an interview. There she is. It's a great name, Doja Cat.
It is.
Is it?
No, like, well, as a, I'm guessing that's not her real name. What is her real name? Leon?
It's Louise it starts with J. Jubilee or something.
Because you follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It's Amala Ratna Zandila Dilani.
Amala?
I was way
off. Doja Cat. I reckon that's a cool. It makes me think of like she's a Batman character. It's like Catwoman-ish.
Doja Cat?
Doja Cat. Yeah. Anyway, she has revealed in this interview, someone's asked her about her crushes. So who have you got crushes on, any celebrities? And she revealed an interesting crush.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God, are you kidding me? I have like 30 or something.
Wow.
Hopper from Bug's Life. He does things to me.
Wow. That's an animated character.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this in the past many times, actually. I don't know why it always comes up. But it's when you can get a crush on an animated.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit.
Or Jessica Rabbit's the classic.
Hottest.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? What a great movie
that movie is.
I might watch. I think that's one we should bring back for the 100. Kids. I might watch that. I haven't watched it. Has anyone seen that recently?
It can't be cancelled or anything.
Does it hold up?
I don't know.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit could be cancelled, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
She's quite hot.
Yeah.
So she's one. Hopper, by the way, that's a character in A Bug's Life, a giant cockroach, I think he is. And
Grasshopper,
sorry, of course, Hopper.
Interesting.
Voiced by Kevin Spacey.
Mm.
So
that's interesting too.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Very interesting.
Any animated characters you've ever found attractive?
No,
Shrek?
Not that I can think of.
Not like Catwoman or what about characters in general? Like Wonder Woman? No.
Wonder Woman in the movie. Well, she's a good-looking actor.
Yeah, I get it. You mean
what's her name?
Wonder Woman. That shirt you wear, Wonder Woman's amazing.
Yeah,
I've got a Wonder Woman
really
t-shirt.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. she's front and center. Now I do. I've said this. Fev knows this. You may not know this, Nick.
Do you have one?
Well, no, I had one. Like I think the
a
funny,
character,
the first sort of crush you can get,
Brennan
can
Bowles
be
bobblehead.
on a character. And I did have a. I still to this day, whenever, and I've never watched Star Wars, but whenever I see Star Wars figurines or anything.
What's his name? Indiana Jones.
No.
Not Harrison Ford.
Think of a real hairy man that goes.
Oh, Chewbacca.
Yeah, Chewbacca. I think it was, and think about it, big, I was going to say big guy, but really just a big werewolf. With like ammo and guns strapped over him. Like, what?
Aunt Middleton dressed in a Chewbacca suit.
Yeah. You want Aunt Middleton in a ghillie, like a sniper ghillie suit. That's who you're after.
Going,
Another one though, and I said, remember last time I went to Movie World, I said this to you too, Fev. No, Batman.
Batman's got it.
How can you not be attracted to that man in a suit?
Yeah.
Batman, and it's got to be in the suit. Like, not attracted to Christian Bale, the actor.
No.
But the minute that suit's on,
But is it anyone
thing.
In there? Is it the Ben Affleck one?
No, it can be
Michael
anyone.
Anyone.
I think that's the beauty of a costume.
Yeah. You're not going for Robin.
Anyone.
Robin's a little nerd. You're going Batman.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm going, Batman. And I'm not going Batman, Bruce Wayne, you know, Adam West back in the 50s. I'm going... I want that big black, you know, suit that he's wearing.
The fanciest.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, not the cloth.
No, I don't want a cloth
not the
mask.
Cloth.
I'll tell you who's bloody hot. Barbie.
But
she's so hot. No. Look, there's heaps of them in my ass.
Oh, no.
Mate, Barbie's hot. And Alex sort of looks like her.
You're right.
Bit.
I
it's
agree.
Like, man.
There is, yes, definitely some. 30
You're not
60. 10.
hey!
Are you attracted to a fictional character? Let's talk about the fictional characters that people might be attracted to.
13,
you can't help
10,
who you're attracted to.
He said I wasn't Ken.
Anyone that you want to nominate?
Yeah, the mum from Family Guy.
Oh, Lois!
Yeah, Lois.
Really?
Yeah. Certain scenes. And Marge Simpson. Only certain scenes
what?
Of Marge.
Marge Simpson?
No, Lois
I get.
No, there's one.
Marge.
There's just one. No, there's one episode.
Which in her swimsuit.
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah. Changes everything.
Wow.
Yeah, she's hot.
That's awesome.
Mm. I thought you'd be
Lois,
more
though,
of a Marge's twin sisters.
Selma and what's her name?
131060 is our number.
When I heard Hopper, I thought Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh.
Is that Hopper? The cop?
Yeah. Yes. And that's Lily Allen's husband now.
Really?
Yeah. And he is. I've got an actual proper crush on him.
Good looking unit.
Yeah.
Dad bod.
Yes.
Ultimate dad bod.
Yeah. Anyway, we have opened the
Josiah's vibes. Not a fan. He's shaking his head. He's more of a Marge Simpson guy.
Yeah, he's a great actor, but he's not hot.
He is hot.
Really?
Oh,
who is he?
Stranger Things. His name, what's his name, Leon?
The cop. The
Josiah. I know you're...
Yeah, my partner Ian's obsessed with him as well.
See, really? Ian and I have the same taste.
Yeah,
Ian
exactly.
And I always like the same
and
people.
And I think people get to a certain age and what they find hot different... I know you were shirtless on the beach yesterday, but I was walking at the shops with my son on my shoulders, pushing a pram, and you get looks from a different group of women. Yeah. Going, look at this double dad just nailing
you
the
do,
day.
Actually, while we, I know we're talking animated characters, but have you seen, because Ian and I also, Leon's, I know we have, but do you know Paul Hollywood from the Great British Bake Off?
I'd like to bring us back. I'd like to bring
the
us
Great
back.
The Great British Bake Off? Are you familiar with that? It's a great show. Yeah. Anyway, the guy on that.
I'd like to bring us back.
Anyway, if you're listening and you know Paul Hollywood. But anyway, we're talking animated characters. Ali in Mentone. Hi, Ali.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Ali. Ali, it's totally okay. We've all admitted to doing it. Have you got a little crush on an animated character?
Yeah, I totally do. It's the zoo. It's the fox from Zootopia.
Yes.
I just looked it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fox.
That's Jason Bateman.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's Jason Bateman.
Just, Alex just gone to the next level. Oh my god.
No, I know.
Okay, now it's from 0 to 100.
I know, because see, Ali. Oh wow, I'm with you on that. I mean, because I love Jason Bateman, and when you combine him with a cool fox, and I think his name's Nick actually in that show.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he's a detective as well, which really does a lot for me. And he wears this tie and
yes.
He's just really,
he's cool.
Really great to
watch. Speaking of detectives, how do you then go with Inspector Gadget?
I prefer the fox.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Well, he's not a detective, is he?
No, he's not. He's an inspector.
Not as hot.
Good one, though. Yes, for Nick from Zootopia. Now, Brett in Cranbourne East. Hi, Brett.
G'day, how you going?
Great, Brett. Brave man. Love this. Who have you, what animated cartoon character do you have a thing for?
It's Lola Bunny of Space Jam.
Do you know, I've never seen Space Jam. That's Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah. Now LeBron James.
Oh, hello. I've just seen a photo of Lola Bunny.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's sort of like if Beyonce was a bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
I get it.
There's just something about her.
Now, I'm a easy 8 out of 10.
Yes.
Like normal life.
Yeah.
But the cartoon character of me is an easy 4 out of 10, maybe slip a little bit under. Eddie the Eagle would be pretty happy with, you know who Eddie the Eagle is?
The skier.
So he's the skier that goes downhill. If you could see my chin, that is me as a cartoon character.
That's
awful.
Yeah,
well, that's one of those.
Which is Herald Sun. That was the Herald Sun, 2006?
There's a lot of cartoon characters that get drawn up about me, and I just look really bad.
Really go your chin, don't they?
Yeah. They really hammer the chin. It's like they could literally have the whole Winter Olympics on that chin. That's the village.
101.9, The Fox. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
Christmas is for the kids, and we've said this, it's been so tough the last few years, and we really feel for anyone out there who's struggling, and particularly parents right now who are heading into Christmas and realising they're catching up on bills and trying to get food on the table, and then to get ready for Christmas and to get new Christmas presents, it's almost unfathomable for a lot of people. And we have said, if you are struggling, call us and we will help. And also, donate so we can help get these kids who are going to miss out on Christmas presents. And the generosity of Melbourne, we have been absolutely blown away. Because the truth is, some people have done it tougher than others, but For people to be digging into their pockets, and we've got lots of kids have been ringing up and donating their piggy bank money, and it's been
98,000, Boxy.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. 98,777.
It's phenomenal. Wow. It's beyond our expectations. And keep them coming, the donations, fox.com.au. donate now, click that button, and we don't. It doesn't even need to be much. But I also think we were talking about this a bit earlier in the show. The act of giving is so powerful, and to be teaching our kids, you're okay. You know, your mum and dad did okay through the lockdowns and didn't get caught up in losing their job or losing shifts. So why don't we buy a present for another kid? Beautiful gesture. And we've been really overwhelmed by so much generosity. And we're 131060, by the way, if you want to donate now, give us a call. And we've also got Julie, who's the principal of Overport Primary School in Frankston. Hi, Julie.
Jules. Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Really well, Julie. And we know that you have your school, Overport Primary School, want to get involved in this, and you've got a great idea.
Yes, Fifi, and hi, Fev and Nick.
G'day, Jules. Thank you for saying good to us.
I listen to Fox every morning and love the idea of what you're doing. And we've been, you know, for a long time now, we do the Resilience Project at school and we promote gratitude and empathy and kindness. And this sits very well with what we're doing with the children. So, you know, they can be grateful for what they have, but show their empathy and kindness to others. So we're doing a summer dress day shortly and to raise money, gold coin donation or whatever they'd like to bring in, to send the money on to you guys for this really wonderful cause.
Oh, wow. Oh,
free dress day.
I know. Yes. And Julie, what a wonderful principal you are, by the way. I love that.
Yeah.
I think you'll find many principals are doing similar things, and you know, it's just something that we do with the children. I've also told them that I've had a bit of a chat with Santa on the phone, as you know, and I'm sure you know, Fev, that Santa rings the principals about this time of the year to check who's been naughty.
That's why I got coal in my stockings most Christmases.
Not at all.
Because I was a bad boy. No, I agree.
And he's really he thinks it's a great idea too. Oh. So we're looking forward to doing this, and it's also our 25th anniversary as a SunSmart school. So we're sort of linking the whole thing in together.
Beautiful.
But,
start of summer.
Yeah, exactly. Start of summer. So we'll be doing that soon, and sending it on. So I'm going to encourage our community to also contribute, and to our staff, because it's a wonderful cause, and we certainly know that lots of the kids, their families have done it tough through this year and last year. It's a good way for our children to give back.
That's so nice, Julie. And I'll tell you what, I wish I had the Resilience Project when I was in primary school and I forgot it was free dress day and turned up in the uniform, because there was not a lot of empathy coming my way, Julie.
Julie, thank you for that. And a big thank you to Overport Primary School
there in Frankston.
Gold coin donations, and that will go a long way to making sure kids that would be going without will get Christmas presents this year. Thank you, Julie. And we've got Liam, who's 11 from South Melbourne. Hi, Liam.
Hello.
Liam, would you like to donate to doing it for the kids?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet. Liam, how much have you got?
$10. Wow, what a legend.
Hero, Liam. That is really thoughtful.
Thank you.
Liam's from South Melbourne. He could have gone down the market this morning, brought $10 worth of South Melbourne dimmies. He's donating the money. Well done.
It's just beautiful seeing kids. Well done, Liam. Lily also. Well, no, you're 10 from Piercedale. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Lily,
did you want to be part of doing it for the kids?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, do you have a little bit of money you could donate? What are you thinking?
$652.
What? Lily?
How did you get that much money?
My parents have been putting money in my bank account ever since I was a young kid.
Oh, wow. Lily, and you're going to give it so that other kids can get toys.
Yeah.
That is the best thing I've heard this year. That's amazing.
Clearing out the Dolomites.
Well done, Lily. You must have amazing parents. Brought you up really well.
Yes, I really do.
Oh, Lily, that is just, thank you so much. I know so many kids are going to have smiles on their faces when they wake up on Christmas morning. So thank you, Lily and Liam and Julie and everyone at Overport Primary School.
Every bit counts, Boxy. It doesn't matter if it's 5 or 10, but Liam's going to his parents. Why don't you give me more cash?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Great way to start the show with a bit of Lady Gaga. Now, do you think you are sophisticated or unsophisticated, boys?
Where unsophisticated. Would you,
unsophisticated?
The lads in shorts at work.
You're sophisticated.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
At all.
You are.
I had a Palmer on the week, too, actually.
Now, an elegance coach.
So everyone has a Palmer that's dumb?
No.
Oh, hang on.
It could be the dumbest thing I've heard. Intelligence and sophistication are two very different things.
Oh, there you go. There he is. There he is.
Now, an elegance coach.
There he is.
An elegance coach has revealed the 10 words and phrases that the upper class never use. So we can gauge.
I'm elegant when I go out. I have good restaurant decor.
Decor.
Is that the right word?
You got there. Okay. Now, what do you refer to champagne as?
Champers.
Bubblies.
Okay.
Champers.
This is the very first point on the elegance coach's list. The rich and upper class do not call the champagne bubbles or bubbles.
Oh, no.
glass of champagne.
You've fallen over at the first post.
I call champagne Prosecco.
You call it by its name, don't you?
They also avoid abbreviations. So with the first two points, you've...
Do they call it by its name?
They call it champagne, yes.
Yeah, champagne, yeah.
Yep. Or Prosecco. They do call it Prosecco, Nick. Mm. They say... Now, if you were saying... It's hot today, but you want to say it's really, really hot. What would you say?
It's effing hot.
The upper class say terribly. They don't say very.
Yeah,
so we all go, it's very hot in here.
Yeah.
They go, it's terribly hot.
Terribly hot. I can't imagine them doing that with their T-shirt. You know, you pitch the T-shirt and flick it.
I feel this is terribly hot. I feel that Fee's got this out of her letterbox in a leafy area.
This is some fancy person. What's her name? Anna Bay. She's on YouTube. Now, if you want this bottle of water... Mm. Ask me for it.
Gear set.
May you pass that water, please.
Well, there we go. Fev, well done.
You're
they
welcome.
Say may I, not can I.
Yeah.
So we all say can I. The upper class are saying may I.
You don't say can I.
Don't you? What do you say?
Because can I, am I capable of?
Here he goes.
Right, so may I.
Yeah, of course.
You're
not. I'm a bug.
I don't think you are.
No, I just understand how.
You act the bogan because you're funny. That's what you do. Look at me. I'm a bogan. I want to sell tickets. But really, when you get home, you're like, everybody sit down. May I have that glass of water, Lucia?
Lucia's going to call in and say, that's not it. This is actually the best dressed I've ever been, shorts and a T-shirt.
Now, the next point, I don't even know where to... Because coming from Fev, who has coined the term 100%, apparently the upper class don't overuse the words totally or completely. But there's nothing about your 100.
No.
So I reckon that's a no. If you were going to, I'm going to end it on this because there's quite a few to go.
This is fun.
No, but if you wanted to go
better than anything else we've got
to the little boy's room, what are you calling it?
Going to have a piss.
No, just no point.
Going to drop off.
Go drop a log.
No, sorry, I brought that up. No.
So, do a wee or number two?
Well, you'd want to use the lavatory. It's called the lavatory.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
Okay.
I was. Give another one. This is the best game we've ever played.
If you're greeting somebody, you walk into a room, what do you say?
Hey, bro.
It's hello. It's not hi. It's not hey.
Hey, bro.
It's hello.
Hey, you know,
the high five
up?
Tricked you. Woo! Sack tap.
Capital of Thailand. Boom!
Has this worked out as planned?
That's a bang cock
just
gag.
Finally, you just need to sound more upper class.
Let's actually try.
Come on, Fev.
You need to add rather to your vocabulary. So rather.
I'd rather not.
101.9 The Fox.
How's this? You can get $280,000.
I'm in.
A tech company is offering that. There is a catch, though.
Hold on. Is this headphones coming back from South America? That sort of tech?
Boogie boards?
There is a tech company at the moment who is offering $280,000. You don't have to do much for it. But
there's a catch.
There is a catch. And would you consider, I'm going to ask you two, would you do this? So this tech company, they're creating... Promo bots. Now these are robots. Robots for the future.
Mm.
Ooh,
but they want the robot to look like a person.
Mm.
So they're making they're basically putting sort of that, what do you call it? Prosthetics all over it.
Yeah.
And they need a face. So they need to use somebody's real face that would become a robot that they would then sell around the world. So you get the $280,000, but there's robots of you all around the world.
And the robots do the ad. I've done actual ads with my real head and I had to learn lines and stuff. For way less cash. Yes.
Mm, yeah. I just wait for payday.
Would you? Oh, so you don't need this. Okay. Because it just seems like you're doing nothing for
it. The FevRobot would go loose. Like Westworld. You can't kick me out.
Not the cold one off the wood.
Robots aren't meant to wear pants.
Would you like that? Would you like a robot? Say it became as popular
as... We're all going to turn into... They're going to be robots roaming around anyway, so why not join the
party?
Yeah,
but imagine, like, people buy this robot and the robot has to do whatever it says.
Yeah. Like, you'd be like Siri.
Yeah, it's like Siri.
Yeah.
But it's going to have your face on it.
Yeah, mate.
Everywhere.
It'd scare people, but it'd be on. Robots are going to scare people anyway. Ah, what's that? It's Fev.
Security guard. A security guard Fev robot. Pressure point.
It'd be reverse. Security guards usually kicking me out.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. 101.